I'm Florence from Dry Cleaning.
And I'm Lewis from Dry Cleaning. And we're taking over Pop Filter this week.
The song is called Long Shot Kick the Bucket. It's by the Pioneers. It's about the death of a racehorse, which isn't funny. Don't know why I'm laughing. I love a song where the subject sort of serves as a metaphor for something bigger. It can be read as a very straightforward sort of story song, almost like a folk song in a way, about this racehorse dropping dead, which is something that really happened. It was a real racehorse called Longshot, who was known for having a lot of stamina. Like, it wasn't a successful horse, but it raced a lot of races and finished them all and then suddenly dropped dead at the end of one of them. And the same group had made a song about the horse earlier, about how he was poorly treated. So he was like whipped a lot and basically bullied into performing, and then one day he sort of died, so they wrote a new song about him. I probably listened to it and I obviously knew that kick the bucket was slang for, you know, to die, to drop dead. And the song starts with a kind of mimicking the sort of, you know, like at the start of a race, it goes... It starts like that. So, you know, it's about a horse race. So I think I kind of worked it out quickly, you know, and then just looked into it more. It's a simple story, but at the same time, it's sort of about cruelty. And it's about human nature as well. And then there's also a reference to kind of like the money that people lost betting on him when he died as well. It's a cheerful sounding song. And it's sort of simple, but it has all these things underneath that I really like. And yeah, I love a song that's about something unexpected. It's not about love or a relationship or about the singer. It's like a story. I think that's another thing that's interesting about, like, the subject of songs really depends on the genre. You know, like, it's only a song that is about something unusual is only unusual because of the genre it's in. You know, like, folk songs are about all kinds of different things and allegorical kind of stories. But as soon as you get a pop song that's about something, it suddenly seems really weird, but it's only because of the genre it's in. Reggae music is about all kinds of different subjects, usually. And actually also, like, calypso music is really interesting as well. It's always quite kind of autobiographical or unusual in its subject matter. But yeah, I'm a big fan.
What the we 1969 veröffentlicht. Long Shot Kick the Bucket von The Pioneers. Der Song, der ist ganz nach dem Geschmack von Florence Shaw, Sängerin der Band Dry Cleaning. Die hat ihn heute im Popfilter vorgestellt. Sie mag es nämlich, wenn es in Songs nicht um Standardthemen geht, also nicht um Liebe oder Beziehungen. Sie findet es viel besser, wenn Songs eine Geschichte erzählen, die man vielleicht nicht unbedingt erwarten würde. Dazu sei kurz noch gesagt, im frühen Reggae, da wird das Thema Pferderennen tatsächlich öfters aufgegriffen. In Jamaika war das nämlich ein ziemlich großes Ding. Der Song von The Pioneers, der ist dann auch tatsächlich damals in die britischen Charts eingestiegen und die Band 1970 nach England umgesiedelt. Die Reggae-Szene war da gerade erst am Entstehen in England und The Pioneers, die haben diese stark mitgeprägt. Das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen geht's weiter mit der nächsten Songempfehlung von Florence Shaw und Louis Maynard, beides Mitglieder der Band Dry Cleaning. Diese Woche veranstalten wir nämlich im Popfilter eine Art Songwriting-Camp. Jeden Tag hört ihr einen Song, den die beiden besonders gelungen finden. Lasst euch also überraschen und vergesst nicht, den Popfilter zu abonnieren, damit ihr keine Folge verpasst. Mein Name ist Jessie Hughes, ich verabschiede mich bis morgen. Ciao!
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.